Pashas Boy has the last three makis. Boy is gematria three. Vo'era had seven makis. Vov Aleph of Vo'era is seven, is the seven makis. After seven makis, which is Teva, now Pari is already after that madrega. Now it's called Kulei Ki Ani Echbarati Esliboy. There's no cheshbon how Pari is soivel it anymore. It's the Eberster selling avek Ki Ani Echbarati Esliboy. In the cheshbon of the Tzach Adash Be'achav of the makis, in the middle maka always is when it says boy. By Tzvardeya also it says boy. By Dever, Adash, Dever it says boy. And then Be'achav, by the Aleph of Arbe, it says boy. There's an inyan in them. There's a lot of cheshboinus in the Seder Advarim of the Tzach Adash Be'achav. The Seder of that the Eberster says boy El Paroi is by Tzvardeya, Dever, and Arbe. Maisa Shehoya, last week, a Balkoire started laning by Shabbos, by Mincha, the boy of Tzvardeya. And when he finished the Ali of Koyin is when they figured it out. And then the question is, so how are they supposed to be Mesader, the Aliyas then? Dafmin Vissen was Tetonin Azam Aysa. The Zohar asks why it doesn't say Leich El Paroi. In Zohar states back then, and we already said boy is three, but I was thinking also, because of the Rosh Tevis of Shoivivim, is Avada also a Tzigipas, the reason that it should be Parshas boy. Now by Makas Arbe, it's interesting, and someone asked me this already, that the Torah is mairich by some of the makas and less mairich by other of the makas. It's unclear the Gedarim about that. But the Torah does not say that the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu that it's going to be makas arbe. By the other makas, the Seder Advarim is that the Eibishter tells Moshe first what the makas is going to be, and then he goes and tells Paroi. It doesn't say anywhere that the Eibishter told Paroi about, that the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu about arbe. So the Daskenim, Mibali Toysa says, Moshe Rabbeinu knew it's Arbe with an Aleph because the Tzach Adash Be'achav, so he knew it's Arbe. Now that answers that it's something with an Aleph. We can think maybe of other things that start with an Aleph, but as I state in Daskenim, the Rosh in the Pirush on Torah also asks the Kasha, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know it's Arbe? So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu darshan the Gzeirah Shova. It says over here, Laman Tesaper Be'ozne Bincha, and in Yoyel, Yoyel is one of the 12 Svarim in Treyosar, in Yoyel there was a story of Arbe. And over there also it says to Saperu. So he made a Xerishova, Saper, Saper, even though Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Loyal Finon, of a Moshe Rabbeinu made a Zayofusa, that it's supposed to be Arbe. Benoisef to the fact that you have a Daskenim, that it starts with an Aleph. The Chasam Sofer writes that Be'emes Moshe Rabbeinu Misvara figured out that it's Arbe. But says you could be Moisef, that he had a Xerishova and he has the Aleph, but also that it was Misvara. And he says, the reason is because it's after Makas Borod, and Borod already left over some of the Hachit of Hakisei Meslog Nukud, it says at the end of the parasha. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this now has to be a Makas that's going to continue the attack on the crops of the Chit, the stuff that wasn't attacked by the Borod, Hatavarstanen, with an Aleph, that it's Arbe. And we can leg to that in Asach Svarim Retveg and them, we'll have to see Behemshech, that the Esther Makos are really Keneged the Esorah Mamorois Shenivra Oilom, and there's a connection between the two. Bereshis Nami Maimer is Makas Bechoyrus. Ani Hashem Elikim, Makas Bechoyrus, Kepshutai. Vayoymer Elikim Yehi Oyer is Choyshech. We're working our way backwards. Versteitzach. We're doing the Makas on Mitzrayim, working our way backwards on the Kenegad Asorah Mamori, Shenivra Oilam. Vayoymer Elikim Yehi Rakia. Rakia is Arba that the Ebers is showing that even Min Hashamayim he's able to be Shailat on the Mitzrim. So that's another reason why he knows it's Arbe. But you could also be Moisef. There are others that make a different cheshbon for the Asara Mamoris. And Arbe is Keneged Vayoymer Elikim Tache Ha'oretz Deshe. And we know, Chazal say, that by Tache Ha'oretz Deshe, the Deshe itself didn't know how to grow it out, that it should be Tama Eitz Katama Pri. And the Deshe was Nosakal V'choymer. So it's just like by the Tache Ha'oretz Deshe, the Deshe learned up by itself. Moshe Rabbeinu also for Makas Arbe, Hatfarshtanin Alein, Sugakum to Makas Arbe. It says by Makas Arba, there was so much Arba that it was Velayucha Alirois Esaoret. The Chidor writes, that's how Arba works. Arba attacks and eats up anything that's there to entirely destroy the crop. The Pshat is, because the Gemara says in Yuma, Suma Oichel Ve'eni Seveya. So when an Arba, there's so much Arba that they don't even see what's going on, and that's why it's more of a trigger that the Arba eats even more. So after Arba, there's already a Shak of Atari between Pari and Moshe, and he asks him, Mi Vami Haholchim. Zok the Balaturim, mi v'mi ha'holchim is gematria kolev ubin nun. Because Pari was trying to tell them, Vos Vilsta Reisken, we know that in the Midbar, Pari saw Ki'ilu B'Nevuah, that what's going to be in the Asidus, that no one's going to go out. He says, for Vos, why are you so lohot to go out? Mi v'miha ha'ilchim. In the end, it's only going to be Kolev v'binun. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers, no, B'noreinu u'vizkeinenu neilech. It's going to be Sai, the ones that are less than 20, and Sai, the ones that are more than 60. B'noreinu u'vizkeinenu. Meaning, taka, you see, in the Nevuah, that it's going to be that the Dor HaMidbar is going to be Nifter. And that was Pare's Kasha. Mi v'miha ha'ilchim. Sach ha'kol, you're going for Kolev and binun. Moshe Rabbeinu's teres was no, bin oreinu viskeinenu, the ones younger than 20, the ones over 60. Someone was ma'ir to me, we spoke last week, that l'chair the Yidden were only in the Midbar for 39 years. We spoke out to make the cheshbon, how Moshe Rabbeinu is only 120. He was the 80 when he stood by Pari, a year of the Makis, and he's 120 by the end. So, if it's 39, then l'chair, the ones that are 59 are still alive. You have to know, they got to be the cheshbon of the Sugin Yesh Neuchlin. Someone else asked me, that Lechaira, it says that they were in the Midbar 40 years, Kenegad the Meraglim, Yoim L'Shana. So that, I could answer very poshut, the Meraglim also only 39 days. Azayim is up, the Arboim L'Shana B'Midbar means 39, the Arboim Yoim the Meraglim could also mean 39, although I have Cheshboinus that's then vegan them, it's not poshut. But Akapanim Da, Legabi Ben Arenu Miskenenu, Lechaira, the ones that were 59, were still alive. Choyshech, the Chidor writes, Choshech, why did the Mitzrayim get the mark of Choshech? He says because the Mitzrayim were punished because they made the Yidden work at night. The Emes, they were still, it was a gzeira, they were supposed to be Arba Meir Shana Be'eretz Lelehem, but they were supposed to work only by Yomim. And the Mitzrayim extra made them hard work, even by Laila. And that's why they got a mark of Choshech. And he says that's why later by Makas Bechayrus it says, Bachatzois HaLaila. Why was it Bachatzois? Why was Mitzrayim cut in half that they only stayed for 210 years, not for the full 400 and some years that they should have stayed? It was Bachatzois, it was cut in half because of Laila, because they worked also by night. Duchsach, this is Meshach Shaychitz, when Yonah de Yoima, from the Sugya, from Chanusa de Mechuza, and Yomim Velelis, the Pshat is that over there you have to do Yomim and Leilis for six, you have to make a Cheshbon of 6 years. But in a Sada, Lamashal, it's only by day. So if you're working a double also at night, then Avada, it's Estof from the Cheshbon, they were able to go out that much sooner, because it's Oyl in the Cheshbon, inside the Yomim, inside the Leilois, to be Mashlim the Shir. So we know that the Eibster made them go out earlier, it says, because the Mitzrayim made them work even at night, but we know it was Bechlal, it was because of the Koshi HaShibud. I saw in the Lekech Valibov, Rav Shor Shlita, he brings out of their hair, that the Eibster, the Roiv Rachamov, made the Shibud much harder, and that's why they went out earlier. Because he realized there's no way out. So he speaks out, in Chusanta Nakuda, he says, it could be that's Pshat, an hour door. He says, Shar Feloshim, but he says, if you would know the matz of an hour door, he says, the Nisyoinus that an hour door has, it's Yitochen, that someone 60, 70 years ago, in his entire life, didn't have an Nisyoinus of the Nisyoinus that maybe we have, maybe even in one day. He said, that's a bechina that the Eibishter is want to be Makar of the Gula, and those that will be Oymid ben Nisoyin, it's a Divir Chizik for those that are Oymid ben Nisoyin, that if you're Oymid ben Nisoyin, it's Taka not Pasha the Nisoyinus. Me Pilel to such Nisoyinus, over the Eibishter is doing it, because Taka Balkum the Gula, and we daf Mischazik sein, and Oymid ben Nisoyinus. Shar for Oystrik, Nisoyinus was for 6 years, against 11 of Mishkatas on Nisoyinus, where we have Nisoyinus in a day. But the matari is taka to be oimid and be mischazik in it, and there should be that koishi yashiba till zayin taka, so zayin taka about the geula. It says by the mark of choishich, Rashi brings the loma hevi aleim choishich. Interesting the lashon of Rashi. The loma hevi aleim choishich. Why did he bring the mark of choishich? So Rashi gives two terutzim. One terutz is because they had to bury the rishoyim, that so many percent of Klal Yisrael. Either 4/5, but the emes according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's mashma much more than 4/5. It's a huge amount of Klal Yisrael is a cheshbon that was nifter in the mark of choshech. So it had to be that the Mitzrayim shouldn't see the tsar, or they should look for the oitzris during the mark of choshech. They look for the Mitzrayim's kli kesev and zov. But it's a ha'or in the Rashi. V'lama hevi aleim choshech. Stainish in Rashi. V'lama hevi aleim dam. V'lama hevi aleim fardeya. Every mark of this chesboinus in the midrashim. What the midah connected midas? What's the oishlik? The loma hevi aleihem. So I heard a pshat because in the other markets avada we know that the matar of all the markets is leman yedu mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, that the mitzrayim should know to make a kiddushim shemayim sai for klai yisrael and sai also for the mitzrayim that the mitzrayim should know. Nu sabishlem by all the other markets the mitzrayim saw that they have the markets tam tzvardei vechule and it's not by the yidden or the chol b'nei yisrael. But over here by Makis Choshech, the Mitzrayim don't know. Like Komu Ish Asachiv, like Roh Ish Asachiv. Taka was Vahayu Lechol B'nei Yisrael B'mesh Vaisim. But the Mitzrayim don't know it. And if the Matara we understood, by all the Makis we understood, the Matara is that the B'nei Yisrael, that the Mitzrayim should understand. Over V'loma Hevi Aleim Choshech, the Mitzrayim don't see. And Fit Rashi two Terutzim. One Terutz is that it was Taka not L'man Yehdu, it was the Bazun the receiver that they should bury the Rishayim. The other territory is no, to see the oitrus. And like the pshat is eventually, when the Yidden come after us to take the oitrus of the Kli Kesef and Zov, and the Mitzrayim Chafon, that obviously the Yidden know about it, because of the Mak of Choshech, they had Or, even in the Bais of the Mitzri, the Yidden had Or, so then it was Vaited, the Choshech also has Laman Yed. It's like the Tzvei to Mahalach and Rashi, Taka Teretz, to the Kasha. There's another pshat here from the Chanukah Satoira, why in Rashi? Rashi gives two pshatim for Choshech. What felt Rashi zogin two pshatim v'choshev? What's the shlecht ein pshat? Rashi has lo mehevi aleim choshev. So Rashi two pshatim. So he brings, because there's a Gemara, there's a medrash that says, first the medrash anyway, he says, there's a medrash that says, the Eivishter asked the Malachim, should he bring a mark of choshev? V'hiskimu kulam, that there should be a mark of choshev. That's the lashon of the medrash. Now we know the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudzayin, that a bezbin that kulam roll choiva, you don't give the psak of choiva. It has to be that maybe even one was l'schus, and then you go back to the roiv, 13 against 10, you go back to the roiv. But if kulam is kimu l'choiva, yoyt is zakai. No, it says here, all the malachim is kimu. So the pshat is the Gemara and Hedron is only if all of them is kimu l'choiva, but for the same reason. Because then there's a b'shmeknesh in the bezin that all of them, all the dayanim, hiskimu kulam for one reason. Now here, by lashon of the medrash, it says that hiskimu kulam to the mark of choshech. So Rashi, so the loma hevi aleim choshech l'chayre kuiskimu kulam is yoytze zakai. So Rashi, no, there's two pshatim, not one pshat. There's two pshatim. It's not all for the same reason. It's not hiskimu kulam. Hiskimu kulam to have the mark of choshech, but not hiskimu kulam for the time of the mark of choshech. Ibazoi, it's able to be that he gives the mark of choshech. Now the mark of choshech, there's a pshat here over here. Loiro ishes ochiv vileikom uish mitachtov. Thus is choishech. Rabbi say when there's a matziv a yisoid in beinodim lechaveira a yisoid in noise ba'olam chaveira. If it's a matziv that a person doesn't see chaveira, loiro ishes ochiv mezetem nish. He's standing mamish in front of you. Mezetem nish. Zayn sora zayn srochim. Mezetem. Thus is a choishech. Ein lecha tunkel gadol mizeh. Ein lecha choishech gadol mizeh. That it's a matziv of loiro ishes ochiv. Thus is a shtik choishech. Be'emes, we know that all the makis were for 7 days. Be'emes, the Medrash says, machloik is tanoim, but Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nechemya, the Medrash brings that each makah was for 7 days, and then there was a hafsok of 3 weeks, and then again a makah for 7 days. But there's another man, the Medrash, that Be'emes punkfaker, that each makah was for 23 days, and then a 7 day break, the other way around. It says, between the dam and the tzvardeya, it says 7 days. And the machloik is tanoim, there is. 7 days means that was the 7 day break. Well, that was the 7 days of the Mark of Dam. So Frek the Yefei Toyar, it's one of the Pirushim on the Medrash over there, he asks, it says that the Mark of Choshech was only 6 days. So 6 days in the Gitzach Eitzah, how does six mean seven? Either six means seven because it started on Zayin Nisan, so it was Zayin Ches Tes Nisan, Yud Nisan was Shabbos HaGodol, and Shabbos was a break. And then again, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And then the next night, Yud Aleph, there's Makas B'chayrus, you're ready. But it was 7 days, but it's Shabbos in the middle. So there was 3 days, Zayin Ches Tes, and another 3 days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. But Bishleim, if you learn that the Makas for 7 days. But like the Tzad, that the Makas for 23 days and 7 days, the break, Vishtim this by Choshech, the Yefei Toyer says a phenomenal Chiddush. He says Choshech came in stages of three. Like the man Domer, that the Makas was 7 days, so it was two sets of three. Like the other man Domer, it was Taka eight sets of three. It was Taka Dargis of Choshech. It was 3 days, another 3 days, another. It was Taka. Just like all the other Makas were 23 days, also the Makas Choshech. And when it says it was three, it means three, another three, another three, another three. Azoi, Zokter, Chiddush Gadol. The Chizkuni brings that where was the seventh day of Choshech? It says that the Choshech was for 6 days. So the Chizkuni says that after there was 6 days of Choshech, Gonzoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Choshech, and he gave it back by the Yam. By Kriyas Yamsef, there was Choshech on it, there was Choshech. For the Mitzrayim, he was going as the Choshech. And Chassant, normally we have a Sprach, the Eberster was going as the Or. The Eberster created Or, Shesh Mevereshes, and he was Gonzoi LaTzadikim. There's a Geniza of Or. Cheskuni says the Oishtrik over here, there's a Geniza, the Eberster was going as the Choshech. He was going as the Choshech, and he gave it back. The seventh day of the Choshech was by Kriyas Yamsuf. Ki Yedua, there's a Machloikis, What's the mitzvah of choshech? Is choshech a bria, or is choshech only the absence of oir? When there's heder of oir, so then it's dark, or choshech. Or no, choshech is a bria. Mitzarecha ravada, we know the pasuk says, yoitzer oir, uvoirei choshech. There's also a gemara in Chagiga, asara dvarim, the gemara in Chagiga daf yudbeis, asara dvarim nivru b'yom rishoy, a rishim of things that were nivru on the first day of creation, and amongst them is, shamayim, oretz, toyu, voyu, oir, v'choshech, v'chulei, choshech, a bria of choshech. Or but kiyadu, it's a big tumul, whether choshech is a bria or heder or, in the rishayim, in the achroinim, asach redden v'engedem, you have to know what to do with this gemara chagiga, what to do with the pasuk. The netziv in Meroy Meisod at the beginning of Psochem goes and brings the pshat that choshech is a bria. He spells it on the pasuk vayikra elikim l'oyer yoyim v'lachoshech korolayla. There's a bria of choshech, but he spells, why is it necessary that there should be a bria of choshech? What's the shlech that if there's no oyer, then it's dark outside? Why was it necessary? Nanir, the Ebers that created a metzias of choshech. Why? So the netziv says that the metzias of choshech, he brings a raya, that choshech, light shines better in choshech. He brings a Yerushalmi, which is also a medrash in Parshas Noach, Yerushalmi in Psochem, in the beginning of Psochem in Oral Arbasar, that there was a people that were in a cave, and they didn't know b'chlal when it was day and when it was night, but they knew because they had a candle lighting in the cave, and when it was Laila, the light shined better, because by Laila, it's choshech. And when there's a metzias of choshech, the light shines more. How does the choshech get into the cave? Why shouldn't it get into the cave? Sunlight can't get into a cave. Why can't choshech? Choshech doesn't come from the sun. It comes at Laila. This choshech. So the choshech is in the cave also. And when it was choshech, the light shined more. Now it's interesting. Even if you want to learn that choshech is not a bria, and there are a lot that learn that light, that choshech is only the heder of or, it's Yitochin, the Sifurna writes, that Avada, the maka of choshech, the maka of choshech, was a mibria. And the Sifurna even explains, going to Shitosai, he says, Choshech and the Bria Sa'ilam was Heder Or. But over here, by the Maka of Choshech, it was a Bria of Choshech. A Metzias, a Teva of Choshech. And he says, what's the purpose of Choshech? Exactly not like the Netziv. Because even the light of a candle shouldn't work. Interesting. The Netziv learned that, if you learn that the Choshech of Bria Sa'ilam is a Bria, it's Matara, is Gofaker, that it should, light shines better in Choshech. Or if you learn that the choshech of the maka over here, the matara of the choshech of the maka is avada, a different zach, the choshech of the maka is in order that the light shouldn't work. B'chol oifin, that's a machloike sailagabi choshech and bria sa'olam, and sailagabi the choshech of the maka. And it just sounds like we mentioned before, the chizkuni uses the lashon, the Ebrister was going as the choshech, there's a bria, there was choshech for 6 days, then the Ebrister was going as the choshech for a seventh day. We said already there are 10 makis. The 10 makis are keneged asorim amorois shenivra ha'olam. And it's also mavur that the 10 makis in Sfarim state, the eser makis are keneged the aseris adibrois. And I even saw brought down that be'emes it says Eila hadvorim asher diber Moshe in the beginning of Sefer Dvorim. What's meant Eila hadvorim asher diber Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu had said, Loi ish dvorim anoichi. The teretz is, in the beginning there was only asora mamoris. Mamoris is a weaker lashon than dibur. The bria was still at a matzah before Matan Torah, it was mamoris. Mamoris, a mimer, is not as stark as a dibur. So it was asora mamoris. The bria wasn't yet zugestalt of dibur. And Moshe Rabbeinu was loi ish dvorim. But then came Eser Makis. The Eser Makis that are reingelegt in the Teva, by the Mitzriim, which were Spitz Teva, and it's coming and stilling avek Makos into the Bria, which starkens Be'etzim Mitzius Yisbarach in Mitzius Yisbarach in the Welt, and then we were holding by Aseret Hadibrois. Then it's Tak already Eila Advarim Ashadibim Moshe. That's to say, there are Advarim, and you have to know Asach and the Svarim Retveng of them, how you apply the 10 Makos that are Shaykh to the Asorim Amoris, and are Shaykh to the Aseret Hadibrois, and how it all ties in. Avad is also connected to Eser Sfirois. And Avada, there are 10 pieces of bread we put out before, by Leil Devikas Chomet, which is the Eser Klipois. And there are 10 things by the Kaira on the Leil HaSeder, the 3 Matzos with the Kaira itself, with the 6 things on the Kaira. It's all 10, the union of 10. I saw this, Bas Emes brings down, interesting. We know the Aseres HaDibrois, the Emes, B'Shoirish are Aseres HaDibrois, but B'Proteim, it spreads out the Taryag Mitzvahs. A Aseres Adibris, Vermogen in sich having it, really the ganze Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Sfasemis wants to say that the Eser Makis also spreads out the Taryag. He brings the Machloikis Tanoim, which we say in the Haggadah, it's a Braisa, that there's a Machloikis Tanoim. We know that the Makis were Es Be'elikim, and by the Yam, it was Yad Hagdoila, so it was times five. One man, the Omer says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there were 10 makas in Mitzrayim and 50 makas in the Yam. The other man, the Omer says, no, each mak in Mitzrayim was 4 based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Ever of Azam, and therefore each makah was 40 and on the Yam it's 200. And Rabbi Kiva says that each makah in the Mitzrayim was already 50, was 5, which is 50, and I was in the Yam is 250. If you put all of that together, 10 and 50, and 40 and 200, and 50 and 250, plus 10 makas. Plus the tzach, adash, v'achav, is tariyag. And that's what he says, that the Eser Makis have in it the remez for the ganza tariyag. It has in it a remez for the ganza tariyag, union of Makis. Interessant, in Sfarim state, that Moshe is 345. In Gematria, Paroi is 355. Paroi was 10 more than Moshe. And Bakumta 10 Makis. And then it becomes that was the Matara. Avarid is grace in Yonim in the Tzach Adash Be'achav. We'll just mention there's a famous letter from Rav Shamshon Me'Ashtrapoli, which he brings down that is supposed to read this Igeres on Erev Pesach. And he says, whoever reads this Igeres is muftachloi, that he'll be not nitzel that year from all michshe and misa meshune and various michshoilim and ve'oivim. And the Klai Yisrael, there's a minig in a lot of the Haggadahs, it's printed, the Igeres of Rav Shamshon Ashtrapolya. This Tifa Kabbalah, the Kenyonim there, will mention just one gematria, that he says that Damfar de Akinim Arav Dever Shechin Barad Arba Choshech Makas B'choyrois is gematria 3,280, which is Egroif, Aleph, Gimel is Gimel Alofim, and Resh Pei is 280. Egroif, and he brings the Pasuk Lahakos be Egroif Resha. So the Eser Makos is that Egroif. Egroif is a fist. That's his remez, and he has a Arichas over there in the remez of the Makos. Parshas Boy, Avada has Perek Yud Beis, is Meshulav. Side the inyanim of Chodesh and Pesach Matzah Morer, and then back Makas B'Choyres, and then Nochem Karban Pesach. So Asach Sugis Do. First one prat the inyan of Chodesh Hazel Lachem, the inyan of Rosh Chodesh. We know that the MS the Chodesh in the Luach of Yidden makes Shalom between the solar year and the lunar year. This Hayes. Be'emes, by the goyim in the Myrith, they go with just the sun year, that is 365 days in a year, and this that they break up the year into 12 months has no significance. There's no reason. About the 7 days because Shabbos, the ganze welt is Shabbos, except for Stalin wanted to make a 6-day week. In the ganze welt 7 days. Sheshes yom mas Hashem. Shabbos kvi v'kain. Over months. There's no toichen and havana to the fact that there's 12 months in the solar year. You can break it into the 20-day sections, 50-day sections. There's no toichen that February is 28th, with a leap year, what it is, 30 days. There's nothing to it. The umazeh, by the Muslims, they go only with the lunar year. And that's why Ramadan is sometimes in the summer, sometimes in the winter. It every day, every year, it gets 11 days shorter. Because they go push it with the lunar year. By us, by Klal Yisrael, there was Shomayres Chodesh Ha'aviv, that you have to keep that Pesach should always be Ba'aviv. So there's a Meshulav, real months, because the months go with the Levana, but also Gecheshbon with the real years, and that's why we have the phone number of 332-3332, which is the cycle for when you make an Ibriyar every 19 years, and that's why every 19 years your Jewish birthday and your non-Jewish birthday will be the same day, depending if you were born this time not. I know, it's one day off, but this it depends if you were born after midnight, before Alayis HaShachar. But that's the Cheshbon. Now, Be'emes, or Chodesh, is a cycle of the month, and a cycle of the month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. What's a chalik? A chalik is 1,080. Why did they break up the hour into 1,080? Why not into 1,500? Why not into... What's 1,080? So, it's interesting. Mitzad Echad, the reason is because that's the emes, that if you want to know exactly how much the lunar month is, it's taka, 29 days, 12 hours, and 793, 1,080. You couldn't make a smaller fraction because it's not. You couldn't find every chelik is 3 1/3 seconds, but you, there wasn't a smaller. You could, it's not just you want to say 2/3, but you won't be exact. You want to be exact. It's 793 1,080. It's loy bechinam avada that the emes is that there are 1,080 tzirufim and how you can have the nekudas in the shem yud kei vavke. It's not grada azoy. The Eberstein made the belt that an hour is broken into 1,080 chalakim klapi the lunar year. 1,080 is a greater number. Yeah, I got a sugya from Kiddush HaChodesh. You have also the sugya from Pesach. But that wissen, we're holding in Shvat, nicht in Pesach, aber we can sagen, as Pesach is Torah. Pesach is Torah. Pesach is Pesach. And Pesach is Rosh Hashanah, Har Poron, Har Sinai, and Har Chorev. The whole Matorah of Yitzias from time of Pesach was to get to Torah. Pesach is gematria taryag, if you spell it out. Pei hei, samach mem chof, ches tof, is taryag. Pesach is Torah. Pesach is a stick Torah. Yes, so asach sugi is done carbon Pesach. A bissel untapin. You have the Isser of Bishel. U bashel mavushel b'mayim, kiyim tliyesh. Carbon Pesach has to be nechal tliyesh, and not mavushel. The Gemara in Pesachim handles that if you make a carbon Pesach mavushel, you're over a lav of eating it mevushel. You're also mevatel an essay of not eating it sli. Now the Gemara says, what if you were mevashel it b'chame tveria? So the Gemara says, bishel b'chame tveria loy shmei bishel. So you're not over the lav of bushel mevushel. Upper sli idos nisht. It's not sli. It's not roasted. So bishel b'chame tveria, you're over the essay of sli, but you're not over the lav of bushel mevushel. Thus state in the Gemara in Pesachim daf mem aleph. But that's the etzem anoch of the sugi. The achrayim ask a kasha on that gemara. How do you have a bishul of korban pesach b'chamei tveria? Korban pesach is kochim kalim, which kochim kalim has to be nechal only in Yerushalayim. Those are two things: ma'aser sheni and kochim kalim have to be nechal only in Yerushalayim. So how you have bishul b'chamei tveria? If you took it to Tveria, it's posel b'yotzi. So then forget about being over, and then you won't be over to leave. It's nipsel anyway. We retmendo a matzav of bishul b'chamei tveria. So they say either it was when it was Zman Heter Bamois, or you brought Chamei Tveria in a thermos, or maybe Chamei Tveria means some kind of hot water springs that are in Yerushalayim itself. I don't know if there are. But that's the kasha that the Achrayim ask. Then how do you take it out of Yerushalayim? Because Karban Pesach, Kashim Kalim, could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Otherwise it would be Nifsal B'yotzi. And it's kedai to mention, it's a famous chiddush, the sheet of the Kiryat Sefer, but Pashtas Kashim Kalim could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. But the Kiryat Sefer wants to be Machadish know that Kashim Kalim could be eaten in any Ir Choyma. There's a musik of ir mukav chayma. Mukav chayma has many dinim besides for Purim. It has a mitzayra is not nishlach only from Yerushalayim but from all mukav chayma. There's ganz of gedorim and dinim in the Esther kedushas in the Mishnah and Kalim. Mukav chayma is a madrega besides Yerushalayim. There's a madrega of ir shem mukav chayma. The Kiryat Sefer is machadish that be'etzem kachim kalim doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Kachim kalim has to be eaten in ir shem mukav chayma. Just it's not shaykh because it can't get anywhere out of Yerushalayim. It's nifsal b'yotzi. So technically, it's a problem, and it would be nifsal b'yotzi again. Oh, but the din is nishti Yerushalayim. The din is la'ochloi the ir shem mukav chayim. State va'achaltem oisoy b'chipozoin. You're supposed to eat the korban pesach b'chipozoin. Rav Tzadok takes out of this yisoy the inyan of chipozoin. He writes is that when a person has his oiris, he has to the first thing do it b'chipozoin. Afterwards, he goes la'at la'at and tries to establish himself. And if you do things tamaze b'chipozoin, then b'zizus it won't be matzliach. Or but the erste nekuda has to be that you have to jump. It's pasach dolag. You have to jump. You have to jump into the new madrega that you want his oira to. Afterwards, not to say to your whole life b'zizus avada mosin la'at la'at. To be mizboinen and to come to the madrega. Oh, but the erste zach is to go first b'chipozen. If you don't make that leap, that jump of chipozen, it won't get started. That's bleiben wie de bils. Rosh ha-shifcha layom, geblieben de shifcha. You have to make the jump of chipozen. After that, then you can already go. Then you can already go afa glateveg. I saw an interesting muscle to this in the Sefer Maskel Shloima from the Shloima Karlobach Shlita, where he says that like a rocket ship. If you understand the concept of how a rocket ship has to leave the world, you have to get out of Olam Hazeh, in Gansen. You have to use a tremendous force of energy. But afterwards, once it's there, once it's going all the way to the moon, it goes by itself. Once it's in space, if you know how the rocket ship works, 95% of it is just barrels of gasoline that they needed for the power to get out of the original koyach of the mishicha of gravity. After its gate, freer kum techipazoin, nochtem vet megain. I mean, and you'll vet gain a gang, vet gain a fabig. Vet gain a fabig. You go in outer space, it goes forever until it hits something. Oh, but the erste zach mazain techipazoin. Moshel, yofe. The Chassam Sofer says a different shot. What does it mean, vachalta moise techipazoin? He says it's a remez, vaiste chais. It's you know, most people don't know. Each one is by his Leila Seder. You don't see other people's Leila Seder. I'm most a person goes to a place where there's a lot of people doing Leila Seder. Can I cook and yeah, the end of us total Leila Seder. But so yeah, the year Zayt was a tatot getan, was nine Zaydet getan, as if by Zayn Leila Seder. But the Chassam Sofer zogt that he says in Klal Yisrael Azoy is everyone goes very slow by Magid the Manishtana, and we go slow and slow and slow, and then there's no choice. Always the last 5 minutes before Chatzoyt, Arangi Chab Matzah Morish Chonor Shnel Shnel Chatzoyt Chatzoyt Chatzoyt. He says, "This is nirmas in the pasuk." V'achal to moitzeh b'chipozin. B'chipozin, pashut pshat is a shear in the achil of Pesach. The Chassam Sofer says, "No, it's a shear in Magid." V'achal to moitzeh b'chipozin. Azoy klai so mach tzipra yisias mitzrayim. V'azoy mach tzipra yisias mitzrayim. V'achal to moitzeh b'chipozin. As Magid will gain pamelach, it'll go slow. Bizn v'tzukim, and that you have to go. It's a shear in the Magid, not a shear in the carbon Pesach. States behemshech, but rishon ba'arbos or yoyim lachoidish ba'erev toich lumatzos ad yoyim ha'echad ve'esrim lachoidish ba'orev. What's that gosha that it's until the 21st day shmishol pesach ba'orev? Everything in Klal Yisrael avada we go goes till the night, the laila and then the yoyim. So avada pesach ends on the 21st of Nisan ba'orev. What would be the havmin and not ba'orev? So I heard a fascinating pshat. We know that most of the inyanim of pesach start on erev pesach. The Isur Chometz Doiraisa. The Lav, I'll call upon him. Not the Chorus, but the Lav is ready from Chatzai Sayoim. Korban Pesach is by Chatzai Sayoim. Tashbisu is already from Chatzai Sayoim. Vosep is Chatzai Sayoim. In Klal Yisrael, everything starts Balayla. The Pshat is because Avad in Klal Yisrael, Tchilas Halayla starts a new day. Lamoshel in by the Goyim in the Mariv, Chatzai Layla is when it starts a new date. There are other places where at the Lois HaShachar it started in the night. In Mitzrayim, Chatzos HaYoyim was a kaveh for a new day. And the Yidden are going out of Mitzrayim. And Chayiv Odom Lirois Laharis is Atmai every year, Ki'ilu Yatsami Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim goes with the Cheshm, with the Mitzrashe, Luach Chatzos HaYoyim. But then Leila Seder, we go out of Mitzrayim, the Vert Yidden. Mapecha happens. The schedule changes back. So the Moshul, Isser Malacha. Okay, there's a separate sugi of Isser Malacha, Erev Pesach, Farzach. Over Be'etzem, the Isser Malacha of the Lav, the Reis of Isser Malacha, right? The Isser Malacha of Erev Pesach is Mokem Shenog, Loi Lassi is Malacha of Erev Pesach. Over the Isser Malacha, because Avada, Isser Malacha is a Yiddish Zach. So then Avada starts Leil Pesach. Over Chomets, Karm Pesach, these Inyonim, which is symbolizing Klai Yisrael's transition from Mitzri, from Memtashari Tum of Mitzri, to becoming the Yid, starts on the Mitzri Sechashman. So it starts Chatzois. Voltach gemeinder ends chatzois. Zok the pasuk nein ad yom echad ve'esrim lachoidish ba'arav. The mapecha already happened. Leila seida by chatzois laila or by leila seida. Whenever there's different shots in the kriyas yamsa. Whenever it happened, the mapecha happened. The mapecha happens. Yes, Mr. Shenarayin. Ad yom echad ve'esrim lachoidish ba'arav. Abaloi bechinam is it that taka has to be madgish ba'arav because taka it's really ba'arav. Amol, I wanted to say a big chiddush. There's a machloekis rishonim when bal yiro starts. See, the Torah says, "State in the Halakha Torah, lo yiro lechachamit shivas yomim." Shivas yomim. Now, Tashbisa starts from Chatzos. There's a Yalfusa, also Gim Sochem, Dalim Veis. The Isra Achilas Chometz. There's an extra pasuk that's Marba Filav Am Chatzos. Aber in Sachem Shoyim, there's a Stira. In Rashi, those that learn the sugis, that is Bal Yiro from Chatzos. Gevul Frek the Ravid. The Ravid understood that the Rambam holds as Bal Yiro from Chatzos. The Emes Andre say the Rambam never meant it. If there's Bal Yiro from Chatzos, the Ravid says, "State shivas yomim." The Rambam himself in the Hakdama said, "Lo yiro shivas yomim." We can't say that Bal Yiro starts from Chatzos. So the Emes is no such Rambam. I mean, it's machloekes. The Rambam says you have to do bittul before Chatzos. If you won't do bittul before Chatzos, you can't do bittul after Chatzos because it's very awesome. And therefore you'll be over Bal Yiro. When? Maybe at night. Once it's too late. And others I'm a diagnose. If you're not going to do bittul by Chatzos, you're not going to Bal Yiro right away. Machloekes, how to learn up in the Rambam.
Aber was meint der Rambam says that Shivas Yomim? So there's a Sach Teure that Bal Yiroa has a Gili from Tashbisu. A Sach Tashbisu Teure. It was like an Einzach, a Psachidish. It's Shivas Yomim. Now the Shivas Yomim starts from Chatzai Sayayim. But then it switches over. Adi Yon Echev Esam Oren. Of it's Nishkan Stira. It's Shivas Yomim. The Gili from Tashbisu wasn't just a Gili that starts from Chatzai. It's that the day, for Isam Alochana, for the Inyonim of Chomets, it starts, the Shivas Yomim Taka, starts from Chatzai Sayayim of Yedalit. And okay, Zog Naburim is that Ken Zayin is a Pesach for a Torah in the Rambam over there, Lagabe the Bal Yiroa, why it's going to be from Chatzai Sayayim. Vayhi b'chatzi alayla state Lagabe Makas b'choyres Vayhi b'chatzi alayla v'Hashem yikakol b'chor Vayhi is loshen tsar. The Medrash says, why is it Boloshen Tsar? Because the Emes, the Yidden, was supposed to be in the Golos for 400 years. And Shtotem, that they weren't able to, they were ready in the Memtes Shari Tuma. And if they would have fallen into the Nun Shari Tuma, the Taka wouldn't be Hatzolah. It would already be too late. Ki Yaduah, the Arachayim HaKadosh writes that that's only Far Matan Torah, Noch Matan Torah, even from a Nun Shari Tuma, Kemen Arois Nemen. Poshad, he says. Or he says, Mahalim the Far Matan Torah. And it wouldn't help to bring a Matan Torah to them, because if they're holding in the Nun, so the Havtocha of the Eivishter to Avram and the Bishman of Sarum doesn't go on them, because they were mafkia themselves during the Nun Shari Tumah. Aber noch Matan Torah mekenesh tarayim fal. Aber kaponim it would have been. So the Eivishter had no choice but to make Vayimoru es chayeim, Koshi ashibud, Kadmo v'azla is 190, to come out earlier. Aber because of that, it was necessary that there would be other Goliaths. So the Vayihi is Lashon Tsar, because they had to go out earlier, it says kefarad that there should be more Goliaths. And vayit the golus azah shvera tunkel the golus. The medrash says the Beis Halevi is marach about it, but the medrash says on the pasuk in Eicha, his biani bamaroyrim hirvani lano zulel pesach, where we eat maror. Hirvani lano is also bitterness is leil tishabov. The medrash parallels leil tishabov to leil pesach. Ki yedua in the at bash is a cheshbon for every single day of pesach. Every single day of pesach parallels to a different day of a different yontif of Moyed that's in the year. The erste tag of Pesach is connected Tof, is connected Tisha B'Av. Beis is connected Shavuos, and Gimel is connected Rosh Hashanah. When I say weiter, all 7 days of Pesach go to a different day. Vav, the sixth day of Pesach is always Pei, is the Purim of the previous year. Can't be the Purim afterwards, because Tevis sometimes has extra day. Aber Vav is Purim, and Zion is Erev Pesach, because we just spoke that Yudalad Nisan is already Bechefza, a Metzias of Erev Pesach. So about the seventh day of Pesach is always the same day as Erev Pesach. And Ches, those in Chutzlar, if you have Akron Shal Pesach, the Ches is Keneged Samach, is Seder, is the Leila Seder. The eighth day of Pesach is always the same as the Leila Seder. Zeichen Gekler Tamal. Aber Akoponim, Aleph is Tof, Aleph is Tishabov. That's the Vayihi B'loshen Tsar. His Biyani Bamaroyrim on Pesach, it parallels to Leila Seder. We put a Beitza on the Cairo, which is Keneged Tisha B'Av, and Taka, Leila Seder is always the same day as Tisha B'Av. That's the Vayihi B'chatzi Alayla, that we have to still, Firoiz the Golas, Zoman Taka Zoycha Zayin, ending in the Golas, from Heir of Yom.